Blog Talk Radio. All right, shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Jaina. Happy first day of the week. How is everybody doing today? I hope you have had a wonderful weekend. You know, it don't last long. It's almost over. And it's boy, you know, you get to sleep in maybe two nights, and then that third night, you're ready to go back to work again. Oh, man. Well, I want to say shalom, shalom to everyone. I enjoyed the class yesterday. We are nowhere near finished. We have a lot of things we have to go over so we can establish some principles. But overall, I think that we're making some serious headway. But a question came up to me today, which I posed to you, and I need you to respond. Do you think Israelites should vote? Do you think we should be a part of the voting process? Posed that question to someone today, and they were like, I don't vote anymore because once I found out the truth, there was no need for me to vote. And I just don't see the need in it. And I just wanted to know how you all felt about that. Do you think that our voting makes a difference with what we are experiencing now? Do you think that it will make a difference? You know, and on top of that, how did you feel about the class yesterday? Were some people confused? I know we have a lot of new people on the line, people that are coming out of Christianity, and we went to a different debt yesterday, and I just wanted to know how you felt about the class and if, you know, what you got from it. Hold on, let me open up the mic. Area code 405, your mic is open.
Yes, I enjoyed the school yesterday immensely. It was the best that I've been in since I've joined you all, and I've been around for a while. However, as far as the voting, I decided since I learned the truth that it really doesn't matter, you know, because I think it is in place according to the scripture. So I don't think my vote even matters. That's just me.
Okay, so let me see. Well, how do you feel about – and I'm just asking questions. I'm not trying to add anything to it or take anything from it. How do you feel about our ancestors who died trying to get the right to vote because they felt like it was going to make a difference? Now, knowing what you know now, how do you feel about them dying trying to get the right to vote in this situation?
That even matters either, because the reason why is that out of ignorance, they thought it mattered, but it didn't. It actually didn't. And just because they died a lot of things that they tried to, they died. And it was just part of what the Most High, you know, have in place. So
right.
I really think it doesn't really matter.
One more question, and I'm going to open up someone else's mic. What did you learn that made you feel like it wasn't going to matter?
I learned since I came to the truth is that I started following, the prophecy. I started learning more about who I was and what the Most High, what His plan was. And so, therefore, it's not that I didn't have the fight in me. It's just that I was going to let the Most High's will be done. And
gotcha.
And so that's my reason.
I get that a lot, and that makes a lot of sense. It does. It makes a lot of sense. A lot of people feel like that, and I just want to get your input. Area code, I'm open up the mic. I'm going to leave your mic open. Area code 770, your mic is open. How do you feel about voting? Should Israelites vote?
Shalom, shalom. This is Adonia.
Shalom, Brother Adonia.
Cain, and, we had my feelings here is that I voted for the first time Obama, you understand, thinking that possibly he could work with some of our issues. But he brought up everybody's issue but ours. You understand? And it was a black president. I thought that maybe he could work through and push some of our issues. You understand? And one thing that I've learned throughout the scriptures is that we're not supposed to be comfortable in our captivity. This was a punishment. You understand?
Right.
And there's a certain period of time that our punishment is up. And at that particular time, he said he was going to bring us out from amongst these folk. You understand? So our votes only count in number. The Republicans, we build up their Republican base with the numbers, they win. If we build up the Democrats' numbers, they win. You understand? So our votes count in that matter, but they don't never bring up none of our issues. You understand? During the same period of time when Obama was president, we were still catching hell. When he left, we still catching hell. You understand? So I don't think that our vote even counts. And for the reason that the Almighty has a plan for us. The young lady made it very valid. You understand? He has a plan that we, if we could get comfortable in here, what is the purpose of us going back home? Period. You understand? We don't have, throughout our 400-year existence, we don't have not one chain of anything, chain of grocery stores, chain of cleanses, chain of anything. Every nation that came here after us became above us. You understand? They plundered us. They right now the Chinese. Y'all know y'all heard about these Chinese people having a attitude against us. You understand? In their industry, and they have an industry. We don't have an industry. You understand? So we don't. We the last high and the first five. You understand? Come on, man. You understand? We got to understand and pray and seek the Almighty's. Seek the Almighty's face and let him make the decision for us. You understand? If we stay on our knees and praying and asking for the Almighty to bring us out this mess, you understand? We only have his, his salvation is out. That's our salvation. That's nothing. There's nothing that nobody can do. You understand? That's going to get us out this mess, but the Almighty Yah. He put us in this mess. He's driven us into the four corners of the earth throughout the punishments, the punishments that we've been going through, and we have to come back to the Almighty and start doing the laws to the fullness thereof. At least get them in our hearts, because we ain't gonna be able to do the laws in the land of our captivity. Period. No matter where we at, only when we get out of here we'll be able to do these laws to the fullest. You understand? But you understand? Our vote only counts in numbers for the Republicans or the Democrats. It doesn't have we don't get nothing out of it. We had the Black Caucus in Congress, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, I haven't heard them say a word. You get about four or five of the people in the Congress. You understand, that speaks out. But there's nothing that they could do. You understand? We've been being shot down, sent to the penitentiary. You understand what I'm saying? And a lot of things that we do in this captivity is against the Almighty's law. We marry into these folks. We become homosexuals. You understand? Come on, man. You understand? Our law, our vote doesn't count for us, period. Hallelujah.
All right, hold on. I'm gonna open up the mic. Area code 210 and then 111. I'm coming. Area code 210. What do you think?
Okay, yeah, I'm gonna try to be a little bit faster, and I hope it's not loud. I'm driving, but I do have my headphones on. I'm not gonna vote. Period. And the reason why is because after knowing the truth, the Most High says, "Come out of her." So I'm coming on out of her. I have nothing to do with this. Nation, we're supposed to be a part of our own nation, So they're going to do what they are going to do. The Most High is going to judge them for what they're going to do. I'm not going to put in a vote for anybody so that I definitely become in agreement with them on anything. If, you know, when I was in college, the professor was like, you can make a decision for the lesser of two evils. Well, as far as I'm concerned, then they're both evil. So I don't want to be a part of any decisions that are made that these people may go after, you know, like their abortion rights and stuff. I don't want to be a part of that. I don't want to come into a covenant with anybody by agreeing on any one man or person to take up my issues. I'm waiting on the Most High to come and do it. And I wish our, you know, it's each his own, whatever they're going to do. But he said, come out of them. Come out of her. I've completely come out, and I have nothing to do except to live until he comes and receives me again. And, you know,
all right.
That's
no
it.
No problem. All right. Area code 111, your mic is open. Go ahead. What do you think?
Shalom, this is Malka. It does not matter whether we vote or not. Presidents are bred from early age. They already know who they're going to pick. They're already in line to be chosen. It does not matter whether you want to participate or not, because they're going to pick who they want to pick. The whole voting game is just something to make the American people feel like they have a say-so in the matter. There's really no such thing as Republicans and Democrats. They're all one party, and we have no say-so either way. Whether we wanted to participate or not, you might have a better chance on a local level, like in your communities, but when you talk about a statewide United States level, presidents are already chosen, whether you want to believe it or not. So it really doesn't matter who you vote for or whether or not you vote. They can care less one way or the other. They already got their man picked.
All right. Area code 540, your mic is open. What do you think? 540. Your phone must be on
mute. I mute button on. I'm coming from the point of a child of repentance and gaining knowledge. My grandparents had taught me not to vote because it wasn't a good thing as I got older. And on my own, I said, well, you know, I need to vote because it's a patriotic thing and maybe I can make a difference. And that's what I thought for a while. And then when I got to college, I realized the Electoral College. And I was wondering, and I asked the teacher, well, why do we vote if we have the Electoral College? She says, well, you know, it gives the climate of the nation to know which way they're going to go. I said, what do you mean which way they are going to go? Doesn't it matter how the people voted? So the answer to me, she said, not really. So I made that decision. And then when Obama ran the first time, again, I was disobedient and I was excited and went and voted for him. And then I realized, as I learned some more, that when you vote for the person, whatever sins they sign into law, you become a partaker of it. So I repented of that, and I will not ever again vote, because actually it doesn't matter. And the only vote that I'm going to vote, if ever there is a vote, which there isn't, is for Yah. I would vote for the kingdom of our Elohim and for none else.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Hallelujah. Anybody else? Please push one. We want to hear what you have to say. Do you think Israelites should vote? Area code 757. Your mic is open. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello, family. I was just listening to some of the conversations, and I really, since I became conscious, I haven't voted because I really don't think it makes a difference. It's like she was saying, a lot of the leaders and our presidents, they were predetermined to be in the role that they are. And I was listening to one of the Israelite brothers, and he made a valid point. I never really thought about it that way, but he was saying that when you actually vote for someone, you're actually, like, making a covenant with them. You are pledging your allegiance to them. And at this point, we cannot, it's just so far down the rabbit hole, and it's just, you know, so far away from what I think y'all's purpose for us is, and because we have, majority of our people are not even awake. it's only a small remnant of us that are really conscious and know what is really going on. So I really honestly, I haven't voted since I became conscious, and I don't plan on it. I really don't think that it makes a difference, you know, because they already know what they're going to do. So I just think that they just, you know, kind of like just, you know, just play the game. It's just like a game to make you think that you are, that you have a part in. And as in terms of our ancestors that died for the right to vote, they didn't know. They didn't have the knowledge that we, well, not all of them. You know, some might have realized that they were Israelites, but for the majority of them, they didn't know who they were. So I think in that aspect, they did die in vain. I mean, I think they thought at that time it was a noble cause. But really, you know, what, that's just, you know, that's just my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Okay, well, I'm going to play devil's advocate just for the sake of the conversation. What if we, before we were conscious, there were laws passed like affirmative action, which had to be voted in to be able to give us an opportunity for jobs, to be able to have an adequate education, to be able to survive in this captivity. There were votes that went forward for us to be able to do those things, to be able to even be considered less, more than an animal. People had stepped up to the plate and did whatever they needed to do so that the captivity that we were in, that we're still in, was not as grievous as it was when we first started. And those things have afforded us right now to be able to get Social Security, to be able to get jobs and retirement. Because when we first came here, we were considered to be, what was it, two-fifths or three-fifths of a human being. And some people have gone through extreme measures and have even lost their lives to give us the ability to vote. I'm just playing devil's advocate here. I'm saying stuff that maybe someone who does vote would say on the phone, because we are living a comfortable life only because that the voting has helped us to pass laws. And I'm not taking anything away from Yah, because it was Yah that was our sanctuary. He said, I'm going to be a little sanctuary. But he had to put people in high places to be able to fix it, to a point where it was tolerable and we weren't treated like animals. So how do you feel about that, having the ability to be, they had to hire you on that job because of affirmative action. They had to have some black people on that job because of affirmative action. And it took black people in certain positions to pass those laws so that we would be able to have the jobs we have today. I'm just opening up the floor. Anybody can take that.
I want to say something about that just a second, and I'm not going to talk long. as soon as they put in affirmative action, they had a reverse plan, putting out Cardio in jail, murdering us. You understand? So it balanced out. You understand? You know, they got a couple of us, you understand, good jobs and was able to go to college and et cetera. You understand? But if you happen to graduate, they ain't even got a job for you. You understand? You have to take the lesser of the jobs. A lot of those same people that went to college is working for McDonald's or were working for McDonald's, you know, and then they started, see, they got a rule, you understand? Or it's in the Constitution or something which has never changed. That you understand that if you get a felony, then you can't vote. If you get a felony, you understand what I'm saying? Then you're subject to the lesser of everything. You understand? And so now they got over 2 million of our brothers and sisters in the penitentiary, you understand, that cannot vote, you understand, under a federal law or whatever, you know. So, you know, I agree with the young lady when she said that they didn't know who they were, they didn't know the reasoning behind voting. You understand? They thought and what you know, and in the course of them voting, they wind up with the Black Caucus. The Black Caucus has never done anything for us. I have yet to hear what any one of them people in the Black Caucus have said that helped to get us anything in this captive state that we're in. You understand? Most of the time, you know, we get, all right, you know, you said that, what is it, affirmative action? What else?
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Anything else? Hallelujah.
And may I add mm-hmm. on to this? The affirmative mm-hmm. action only worked out for the white women. That
right.
was the whole purpose, the white women.
Mm-hmm.
And had nothing to do. It's always, they've always profited on whatever we got. It never was all about us. If you can really look at the matter, look at everything that we think that it was done for us, like civil rights, affirmative action. Guess who else got it? They got it too.
Okay.
They've gotten more. I mean, look at the white women moved up higher than even the black man. She got the job that the black man should have had, but because she was white.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And
so
not to
white woman, the black man, and then the black woman.
Mm-hmm.
The man is always the black man has always felt under the black woman.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got two words: plausible deniability. As long as they give you something to pacify you. It all the other stuff don't matter. What you mean you was beat and chained? What you say, Brother Donia? Beat, maimed, and murdered. You got housing, don't you? You got a couple food stamps on your car. You ought to be all right. Plausible
yeah.
deniability. As long as they give you something to pacify you, we won't mount up in numbers and whoop they butt.
But we all don't get to pacifiers. That's the thing. It's always a catch-22. And when a certain number of us might, you know, get in those doors, they switch the things. They lock that
yeah.
door and open the side door for everyone else, or they raise the ceiling that you can never get there.
That
so,
is correct.
You know, given
yeah.
history, I can't trust anything. I just won't vote. Yah knows what to do, who to put. He will take care of everything. Because we cannot see mind the heart. They haven't changed. It's still black genocide going on today.
Absolutely.
They're picked up in large numbers with the amount of abortion. There's more blacks being murdered daily by abortion. And we don't recognize that it's genocide. So they always
yeah.
trying to work on what they say. They say, we're going to help you this way. But then you got to look at, as soon as they say that out of one side of their mouth, the other side they say, yeah, let them go running there. We're going to slam their feet in the door over here. You
that
can't win with these people. They're not changing. History has shown that they are not going to change. So the voting makes no difference.
Malka is chained, whipped, beaten, maimed, and murdered. I want to add one more thing. Liars.
Mm-hmm.
They're the liars, man. They'll lie to your face, man. Chained, whipped,
okay.
beaten, maimed, and murdered. And you know, there's no, you know, how do they pay for that? For 400 years or for the first 200 years? They was chained, whipped, beaten, maimed, and murdered. You understand? And then they had 100 years of lynching. You understand? 100 years of lynching. You understand? And then they turn around and give you welfare or they give you food stamps. You understand? Come on, man. How does that balance out?
All right. I'm just asking a question. I'm putting it out there on the record. Anybody else would like to chime in on that or give a comment on that? I mean, because, you know, here we go. Okay, let me get it. Area code 773. Your mic is open. Go ahead and show me here.
Yes, my name is Idetta, and I will be voting. If
okay.
for no other
okay.
reason, because of so many people who died trying to give us that right. I agree with a lot of the stuff that you're saying, that, but what about their lives and what they gave up? They really honestly thought that they were doing something right. And for me personally to just say, I know everything is fixed, everything is rigged, I'm not going to do this, I could just see their spirit saying, well, what the hell did we do all of this for? So I got to do it for them. If for no other reason, I got to give it to the people who were burnt up, who were lynched, who were shot, who were jailed, who were beaten, even if it means it was, you know, it meant nothing. They did put their lives on the line thinking that they were doing the right thing.
All right, hold on, Erico. Go ahead. Oh, will you finish, sir? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to stop you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, hold on. Let me open up. I'm going to leave your mic open. Erico 904, hold on. Your mic is open, and you're on the air.
I just wanted to say sometimes people did things at a time, and it was the right thing to do for that time. So that's something to be considered. And also something that I've reminded myself of throughout the years is insanity, as they say Einstein coined it, is the definition of doing the same thing the same way, expecting different results. So if you want something different, perhaps we have to do something different. And I just want to pull out one thing that I found to be extremely interesting this year that has never happened. This year we received mailings indicating each year that we voted, and a disclaimer stating that how you vote is private, but whether or not you vote is public. And I thought to myself, why would these people send this to us?
Mm-hmm.
And this is the first time that I have seen this in all of my years of voting, since I've been able to vote. So I thought that was very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Why would they send out these disclaimers stating how you vote is private, whether or not you vote is public, and then give you the track record of the years and state whether or not you voted?
Mm. So then it may seem like that if they're watching whether or not we vote, that privileges may be taken if you don't vote.
I don't know, but I thought that was very interesting.
And where did you get this from? What note did they send it to you from, the voting poll?
No, hold on. I think I have one right here. I've received two of them, actually. This is from the Voter Participation Center.
Wow, they got a voter participation center.
Oh, yeah, I got those notices, too. I sure did.
Yeah.
This is Malka. I sure did. I got the same thing. I sure did.
To say that we can tell you what years you voted, what years you didn't vote.
And
who you voted for is private, but we can tell you whether you voted or not.
They can tell you whether or not you voted Democratic, too.
Wow. So they're watching. I mean, they're keeping the track record.
I get emails all the time from the Democratic deal because I worked on the election board, as far as volunteering. And, yes, we know, and we did calls to people that did vote democratically just to see if they were going to vote again.
Oh.
So nothing is private. They know. And actually, if our votes, if we never vote at all, they don't care because they're going to do what they're going to do anyway. They can throw out.
That's true.
They don't have to count it. They don't count. And matter of fact, in some counties, they don't count it.
Yeah, because I saw on the news where in the black communities in some counties, the voting poll was closed. They couldn't even get in there.
Because they know what the count was going to be. And so, therefore, that's how they, you know, they just get rid of it. They toss it.
Woo! Lord, have mercy. I mean, you know, and I understand what the brother's saying about doing it for those who lost their lives and why they, you know, we do it. I do. I understand that. I really do. I really do. I understand that. I mean, you know, but when it's like the Most High is pulling the wool off of our eyes to let us know that it's time to get ready to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, one other thing, Sister Yaina, is that the same way that they can look back at the people that voted and whom died before us, they can see the hand written on the wall. You understand? You know, just like they voted and they saying that, what did they vote for? They can look at it and see, well, what did we vote for? Did we get anything out of it? You understand? They can look back on that the same way that they looking back on the fact that, you know, they died for the vote. Then they saying, well, what we died for the vote, but what did we get out of it? You understand? That's what I believe. Hallelujah.
And I think that we also have to consider what are the agendas of these people. And when you look at their platform, if they're pushing something that you know your power is absolutely opposed to, and you don't see you referenced anywhere, but in a cluster of something where something might drop off to you, I would say, what are you voting for? And I think we've gotten accustomed to just doing things out of tradition and not looking at and making any demands. And if you look, you're not even recognized. Your issues are not identified, but every other subgroup is.
Yep.
And also what they do sometimes is add other things to the vote so that they can, like you said, push a certain agenda through that you are totally against Yah's law. But because you want one thing, you got to vote for that thing to be able to get it through.
Yeah.
And it still doesn't come
to you. Yes, ma'am. Hold on. Eric Code 513, your mic is open.
Shalom, family. This is Sister Couture. I'm voting. I'm planning on voting. I've always voted. Did you know in some states you cannot hold certain jobs if you don't vote? Do you know if you're a notary, you cannot be a notary public if you do not vote? So if you go into, you could sign up to vote and just walk into the polls and just stand there and then put your ballot in the box. They don't know.
That sounds like communism. You have the right to vote. I mean, you don't want to vote. You don't have to. Why? I mean, why is it that you can't hold down a job or you have to have a certain position in a job if you don't vote? That doesn't make sense.
In some states, I know licensed notary public. And I know for a fact in the state of Ohio, you cannot be a licensed notary without being a registered voter. No, I don't know about the other states.
A registered voter and a voting are not one and the same. And secondly, but you could also vote for issues and not necessarily personality. So that's just something else to consider.
That's true.
If there's something local in your
true.
Community.
That's true. I get off the phone. I'm still listening, but I just wanted to add that. Shalom.
All right. Shalom. So, it's a very complex situation. It's a very complex subject, you know, because coming into the knowledge of who we are and understanding that this was all orchestrated by the Most High, you know, do we still participate in these systems? And did the participation of our previous activity make better for us and allow us to be able to participate in society in some way, some form or fashion, you know, it has changed things. I mean, you know, it's not the best circumstances, but we were in worse circumstances, I believe, than we are right now. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I just wonder if that has really changed it. Did the Most High put certain people in positions? Because the reason why I say that is because I think about Daniel. Every time that I go to a political or in a political situation, I always think about Daniel. And Daniel was in the king's court. Daniel was the right-hand man to King Nebuchadnezzar, an Israelite. He was in politics. He was up in the political affairs of Nebuchadnezzar. He counted Daniel as his advisor at some point. And, you know, we had this black man that was an Israelite that chose a totally different God, but Yah put him in that position
for a reason. And I just wonder, and I'm playing the opposite here. I wonder if that is what's going on with some of the people that have been put in these positions politically. They have made a difference. Because, and the reason why I say that is because I heard Al Sharpton say something at one point. It was on a YouTube clip or something, and he was like, you know, they wouldn't even, if it wasn't for us, back in the 60s, they wouldn't even look at your resume. It went in the garbage. He was like, and it was because of the civil rights and the marching and stuff that they even looked at your resume in the first place. They would just throw it in the trash. It didn't matter how much education you had or whatever. So I'm wondering, you know, do we consider that? Because the Most High put Daniel in that position one of the highest positions in the land. Same way with Joseph. Joseph was promoted to governor of Egypt and political things, an Israelite. So, and while you know, we weren't in captivity at that time, but in Daniel's case, we were in captivity. And the children of Israel were living in Babylon, and the Most High put, and they had a 70-year stretch. He told them, you're going to be there for 70 years. You might as well get comfortable because this is where you're going to be. But he strategically placed Israelites in certain positions in government for a reason. And I wonder if that has something to do with today's time. The panel is open. What do you think?
Let me go here. One more thing, and I'm not going to hold y'all long. You understand? I just want to say this: where we at? Well, you know, we look at Daniel. You understand? And if we go all the way, if we go follow it all the way back up into this day and time, we ain't in no better position. Period. You understand? You know? So Daniel was in there for, just like you said, you understand, that the Almighty, you understand, has left us a little sanctuary that allows us to sustain ourselves until these days right here. These days mean more so than any other days out from my perspective, because here we are in the latter days, you understand, 10 more months that we have to endure, you understand. So nothing happened between the time period of Daniel up until these days, except for the fact that the Almighty sustained our living. Hallelujah.
Anybody else? Remember, Daniel didn't participate in Nebuchadnezzar. He didn't participate. He and the three Hebrew boys, they were, you know, they were totally against the laws that they were changing. So, and the laws that they were putting out. But at the same time, I agree with Brother Donai. This is the last days, and I believe that the Most High is working, and I'm just going to sit back and let him work. I don't care if, you know, if people say, oh, well, people died for, and I say, yeah, because they didn't know any difference. And I could say, if they was to look down at us now, they would even encourage us, don't vote. Hey, the sooner the better. We get it over with, and we'll be gone.
All right. Anybody else? I'm just opening up conversation. Anybody else? I mean, you know, we are, this is where we are. Hold on. This is where we are now. We're at the completion of a sentence. The 400-year sentence is almost over with. And we're here completing the sentence, watching the things that are going on right before our eyes. We have people in the White House that have a totally different view of us as people, whether we're important or not. Clearly, they are trying to revive something that is long gone, but you can clearly see that they are of the mentality that we're not important. You know, and what's important is to make sure that the powers that be understand that they're still in control. So, I mean, when you understand those things, you know, because Jacob's trouble is coming either way, one way or the other. It's coming. I mean, the Most High said it's coming, and it's coming, which means that the time that's coming is going to be far worse than what our ancestors been doing anyway.
Right.
It's going to be worse. He said it's going to be a day that has never been, nor ever be in the history of mankind.
So, you know, when we take all of those things into consideration, you know, because our children are watching us, you know, that generation is watching us. And I hear, you know, I hear D.L. Hughley, and he seems to become the voice of the black people on the radio. And, you know, his daughter was on there, and she was like, you know, we need to vote. Voting is important. We need to get out there and vote. And if you don't vote, then you can't say nothing about the things that's going on. And it's important for us to vote. Everybody's pushing that. I heard comments, the actor comment, voting, we need to vote. We got to vote. Everybody got to vote. So I just wanted to know from the Israelite standpoint, you know, because they're pushing this to our children. Our children are hearing this. Our ancestors died because they was trying to vote. They wanted to make life better for us. We need to vote. So, I want to know what you think.
They said that the last time. It's always
they
been
say
like
it all that. The time.
Yes, all the time. And it doesn't work for us.
And ignorance is not bliss. Just because it's the voice of the people is a voice that's not awoke, that don't know who they are, that's dealing in the arenas that's led by Satan, I could care less what they say.
Me too.
You know, in the grand scheme of things, man, we have not accomplished anything. You understand? I mean, the little bit that they give us, you understand what I'm saying? They take away on the other side. You understand? They got it so that it balances out. Now, you know, D.L. Hughley and a bunch of those Democrats, you understand, they believe that this is our country because we built it and we put out blood, sweat, and tears into this society. They never read the scriptures because they would know that this is not our country. This is not our land. You understand? And they were going to use us as best they possibly can. To the bitter end, they will use us completely up. You understand? And, you know, and it just seems to me that if we were going to get anything or we was going to be recognized, even because we're never recognized, you understand? They use us, you understand? It would be within the – it would be recognizable. What I see is that they're using us to death. You understand? At all costs. You understand? Oh, it's just a matter. It's a terrible thing how they Al Sharpton. Everybody's a Democrat. Now we our blood, sweat, and tears. We built this place. Blah blah blah. You understand? The only time that this is going to be belong to us. You understand? Is after we get what we deserve. You understand? What the Almighty said. Go back to our land, and then things will start matriculating and getting better for us. But as long as we're here in this society, in all of the captivities where we at, we're not going to get nothing. I'm telling you that right now. And we sit up, as we talk about retaliation, we diminish our population. Hallelujah.
No, and to take it a step further, call Al Sharpton and tell him you hungry and you need $5. See what kind of response you get.
Oh, you ain't going to get nothing from Al Sharpton.
Any of them. Call any of them. Any of them stars you name that's talking that stuff. Tell them your gas and electric bill. You need help paying that. See how much money you get.
That is correct. You understand? And to go a step further, man, you understand the Christian church. They had every opportunity under the sun to do something about the starving children, the last door kids, you understand? They could have built some after school programs, you understand, throughout. You don't hear nothing about that. You understand? You hear about the guy that want that jet plane.
I think it's because they're not set up to really be of assistance, and that's something that was a little devastating, but a reality is something that I had to come to grips with, because I would ask questions like, how is it that we can have a Congressional Black Caucus, and yet we still got to get a vote every 25 years as to whether or not we can vote? There's something wrong with that.
That is
and
correct.
So, you know, I have a lot of problems, especially now, because now they have these various groups of people. And to the point that was made earlier, everything, they need our numbers, but we are never the benefactors of it. And I think at some point you got to get tired of that, tired of them using your numbers, but you get no benefit, and you're supposed to be okay with that.
Absolutely.
And at no point do they turn back and identify your issues and address them directly. Only if it can be covered up in somebody else's stuff, or they could just add you, but you don't get any benefit.
I know that's right.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm just listening. I mean, I think it's very interesting, the comments. You know, it's very interesting. I'm just listening to it, you know, because they need to listen to it. And, you know, I'm talking about the black people that are in these high positions, our Congress people, our Maxine Waters and all those people. Everybody needs to hear what the black people feel, how the people feel, the real people feel. You know what I'm saying? The people that are affected every day, because it's easy when you're paying somebody $5 or $6 million to play a part in the movie, they're going to say what you want them to say all the time. When you're giving them a radio show and they're sponsoring you on this radio show and platforming you, you're going to say whatever they want you to say and make it sound real good. But the real people that's working every day, the real people that's going through the grudges of everyday life, to see how they think, whichever way you choose. I'm not taking a position one way or the other. I'm just saying it's important for the real people's voice to be heard about how they feel about this whole system. And it's easy to run a commercial and say, oh, we need to vote, and put all the stars on there, Beyonce and Jay-Z, and come on, everybody, we need to vote.
Oprah,
we need to
Winfrey.
Vote and put everybody out in front for our children to see. But the real people's voice is not heard. So I just wanted to know which way you felt, one way or the other. If you say, yes, I'm going to do it, I feel like I should do it, that's fine. Somebody say, no, I don't feel like it's necessary, that's fine. But at least let people know how you feel. You know, hold
on,
area code.
You hear them all the time, Sister Yaina, man, talking about, well, if you do, you know, like this sister right here. And I kind of wish that she wins her party, whatever she's candidating for, you understand, because we need a black folk face in there, you understand. But I'm voting for you. I'm going to work for you people. I'm going to work for the people, you understand. When they get in, man, win their party or win that nomination or whatever, they find out that they can't do nothing. Whatever they want to do is at the bottom of the list. You understand? You know, Obama even was a candidate for the black, for the people. You understand? But we find out that we ain't part of the people when he was in office.
Hold on. Eric Code 337, your mic is open. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Well, I was commenting on in reference to our predicament. Deuteronomy 28:3 says, the Lord said, it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoice over you to do you good and multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught. So the Lord is behind it. That's the reason why we can't never get ahead, because it's part of the curse.
That is correct.
That's true.
I agree
that
with that.
Correct.
You understand? We're not supposed to be comfortable in a punishment. We're being punished.
Right.
You understand? And we're not going to be punished. The punishment is not going to end till that. He said specifically that we was going to be chastened for 400 years. You understand? That was from day one to 400 years is up. After the 400 years is up, then he would be our God, and we would be his people. He would be our savior. You understand? Our savior. You understand what I'm saying? And he's going to punish these people. Now, I know that sounds far-fetched. I really do. You understand? But we're going to have to watch this whole stuff play out. You understand? And I'm sitting right here with this thing, and I'm saying to myself, I trust that the Almighty going to do everything he said he was going to do. You understand? That's just my opinion.
Right, and then according to the voting thing, Dick Gregory proved what was up with that, because he ran for president, and they gave him like a million or something votes that wasn't even cast. You know, I think it was New York. So right there, he proved you had to vote. Your vote don't even count.
Right. Absolutely. And to prove that it don't count, President Obama did not win by the popular vote. He won by the Electoral College, which I think is a sham because the Electoral College is not supposed to come in play unless you have a problem with the regular vote. I've always understood it. You understand? But they do this the way they want to do it. This is their thing.
Same with Trump. Trump won without, and Hillary Clinton had the top most vote.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. He didn't win the popular vote. He won by the Electoral College. And Electoral College, the way I understood the Electoral College to be, that it only comes into play when you're having problems with the popular vote. That's what I understood.
That's why I'm not voting anymore, because I knew, I saw it was so done so illegally and unfair.
And I know that.
What to do?
Yeah, and see, the Electoral College. You can buy them. Who's a part of the Electoral College anyway?
Right. And it comes down to that wasn't even the four founding fathers. That wasn't even in the, that wasn't even part of the process in the beginning.
Okay. Because we don't get nothing out of it, man. I'm telling you, you know, a few of our black family members and et cetera, or whatever, they may be able to move up a hair, you understand? But the majority of us, man, we catching hell. I'm telling you. You understand? You know, it's a sad, sad situation, but it's almost over. We got 10 more months. Hallelujah.
All right, anybody else? Anybody else that has a comment, whether you're going to vote or not. I mean, we want to hear from everybody. Somebody to say, well, I'm voting. I want to hear from them, because we had the brother on there that said, I'm voting. Anybody else that feel like they're going to vote and that they feel like it's the right thing to do, because it's everybody's voice. We want to hear from everybody. And anybody else to say that I don't feel like I want to vote. I don't want to even be a part of it because it's rigged. It ain't real. Please push one. We want to hear from you. I mean, because this is, you know, this is, we're sitting on the edge of the precipice of something that is really getting ready to change, and we got to be prepared for the change and understanding that they do everything for a reason. They got a reason why they do everything, you know, and we have to make sure that whatever they decide to do, we good with it, you know, because what if they come up and say, you don't want to vote? Then you need to leave the country, because only the people that believe in this country and believe in this system will be allowed to benefit from this system. Then what? I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'm just throwing stuff out there, you know, because they have a reason why they're doing everything, you know, and we have to be able to be prepared for whatever comes, because it's something that the Most High has told us to be prepared for. We know these are the things that are going to initially happen, and we have to understand that all they're looking for is a reason, and they don't have to have a reason, but just for the sake for the people that are standing around watching, where they never voted in the first place, where they never really believed in the system in the first place, so why should they get any benefit? Just saying. Comment?
Yeah, Daniel made a statement in the book of Daniel about the four beasts, that it was diverse from the other three. And so the thing is why is it diverse? Well, you couldn't find out that Esau, Edom, Rome is Edom. So what he did was he figured out how to keep the four beasts going by jumping from one place to the next. He understood how not to let it collapse. So and it's through the seven. So that's part of the process. Like I said, you're thinking that the people is making a statement when they vote the president in, but they not. The people the people don't have a voice. They have you thinking you have a voice, but you don't have a voice. That's the only way they can continue to survive, because if sooner or later if the people's voice rise up, it would overtake the elite. But because we don't have no voice, we think we have a voice, they continue on and on and on and on from one election to the next.
And they're going to try to hold on to it as long as they can.
I got a question.
Mm-hmm.
My question is what indication gave us, the voters, the indication that it's going to be better this time?
Right.
Well, I didn't necessarily say it was going to be better. I'm definitely not going to say it's going to be better. I can't say it's going to be better. I'm just saying, you know, they're saying that they want you to vote because it ain't going to be. It's already rigged. It's not going to be better. It's going to be the people that are a part of the program that they're going to use anyway. I never really believed that it was going to be better. You know, I'm just throwing it out there. I don't think it's going to be better. It can't get better. Only way it's going to get better for us is for us to leave.
That is correct. That's just my question here because see I'm wondering you know for me to vote I have to see something man let me see something is it working towards our benefit where's the benefit for us you know what I'm saying as a peoples where's the benefit to make me think that it's going to be better for us down the road or when we vote what's going to happen. To make us what has happened to make us think that it's going to be better. I just don't see that. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about better. I ain't seen better. I don't think better because it can't get better. There's no better for us. Hold on. Area code 702, your mic is open. Go ahead, you're on the air. And then 832, I'm coming to you. 702, go ahead, your mic is open.
Yes, I wanted to say that I was raised in a political household, and I because of that and being forced to vote, I always said I never would vote. I just didn't want to be a part of it because I felt like I was forced to do that. And as my relationship with Yah developed more and more and more, I just rely on him to tell me whatever I'm supposed to do. And I try to open my heart and my ear to try to hear from him at all times. I say all of that to say this. I voted, and I voted because I believe that's how he guided me to do. Why? I don't know. Don't care. If I feel like he guided me, I did my part. That's all I have to say.
Mm-hmm. All right. Hallelujah. All right. Area code 3832. Your mic is open. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, well, I'm still kind of up in the air. This is the first year that I'm doing it by mail because at this point, I don't want to do it. But I want to make sure that, you know, that the Most High is backing my decision on what I do. These past few days, I've really been praying about this and things, you know, he exposes things like everything we do and everything we try to do. Every movement, from civil rights to the Amendment 14 to Me Too, CU, Black Lives Matter, everything been hijacked. Everything that's supposed to be for us has been hijacked. So it doesn't make any difference.
Yep.
You know, it doesn't make any difference. So we can keep going out there and keep, okay, we're going to do this. That's going to be taken.
Mm-hmm.
You know? We can go even further back, well, with the Hebrew movement, period. You know, them being the Hebrews, that has been taken. Everything has been taken. So that is what's been going on with me this week. That's all I have to say on that.
All right, all right. Well, you want me to leave your mic open or cut it off?
Cut it off. I'm
okay,
still working
no problem.
Today.
All right. Well, I mean, you know, it is. Everybody has the right to feel the way they feel, you know, in this captivity. We got people to say, hey, I'm voting. It was something that I did, I'm doing. How about anybody else? Anybody else on the line that hasn't spoken up? How do you feel about it? Do you feel it's necessary? Do you feel like it's not necessary? You feel like it's something I feel like I need to do? You feel like I've come to the knowledge of who I am and it's all rigged and I don't want to be bothered with none of it. I'll just take it as it comes and deal with the consequences. Somebody please push one. We want to hear. This is your opportunity to get your voice on and to be heard and get your voice on the record because this is being heard all over the world. How does, you know, is it going to matter? I was listening to I see you, 478, I'm coming. I was listening to a financial analyst talk about the condition that we are in financially. He said in Brazil, if you were to purchase a home loan, their interest rate is at 20%. That they are, their system is breaking down. It's on the way out. Just a regular home loan, it's a 20% interest rate for it. You know, and how these countries are beginning to fall. You know, and it's like, what do we do? Do we just stand still? What do we do? It's like, wow. Eric Cole, 478, your mic is open. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Shalom, shalom. I just don't feel that, you know, I just put all my faith in Yahweh. I don't feel that the vote, and I know that we're here for a reason. The punishment came for a reason, and I don't feel that there's nothing that we can do to change y'all's will. And that's, you know, that's just my opinion, but I don't feel that there's nothing we can do to change the will, because these things that are happening to us, which are a result of what our disobedience was, this is what's going on. It is what it is. And I just feel that, you know, we go up and vote. Those people have to have bosses. They have people they have to answer to. They have higher ups they have to answer to, and they have to go through these different systems or whatever, you know, and they don't enact change. They just don't enact change. Instead of voting, maybe we all need to start praying and start turning from our evil ways.
Yes.
Amen. And can I just say one more thing, Sister Yaina, to what you said and what the brother just said? I mentioned this, but I want to make sure that people heard me. You can still go and vote on issues that affect you locally without voting on personality. So if you have tax issues and stuff like that, just know that you can vote for those things and not have to vote for a personality.
Okay, there you go. I mean, the local things that are going to affect your neighborhoods, the local things that are going to affect your cities, the local things, and if it's necessary. Area code 919, your mic is open. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Okay, so I am inclined not to vote, and it has less to do with whether or not it would make a difference, and it has just everything to do with who we are, whose we are, the time we're in. And I just feel like my focus is on Yah, and I think this is their mess, and it's just not interesting to me anymore. So I would not knock anyone who wanted to vote. I think that's fine. It's just that I'm focused on something else, and so just a comment. That's all.
Okay, do you feel like that locally or just for presidential or all of it?
All of it.
Okay, no problem. All right, thank you for your comment. We appreciate it. You want me to leave your mic open or put you back on mute?
Please put me on mute.
Okay, no problem. Anybody else have a comment or anything? You know, because like I said, they always put the people that they are paying, black people that they are paying, out in the front to be able to be the leaders of this thing and tell them, vote, vote. We need your vote. It's going to make a difference. It's going to make a difference. And how do you keep saying the same thing over and over and over and over again? And each time you're supposed to give people hope. And it never turns out to be what it's supposed to be. You know, and it's already, especially the presidency, they already know who they're going to choose. You know, and what pissed me off, and I'm just talking about the presidency, what pissed me off is when Barack Obama won the presidency and they had all those black boys on TV, one day I'm going to be the president. No, you're not. No, you're not. You know, stop feeding them lies. That's right up there with telling them Santa Claus real. No, he's not. He ain't real.
Absolutely.
We don't lie to our children enough. Stop lying to our children. You know, it ain't an open door policy and an opportunity that anybody can feel. You know, and I'm like, it's time to stop lying to them and tell them what's really going on.
They ain't
going
to never do that. They never tell the truth. They never tell the truth. I don't care if it was Barack Obama, man, they never tell the truth, period. You understand? They keep us all in the dark. You understand? They make you think you're getting something, and you wind up getting nothing. That's the way it's always been. It ain't been no different. And I don't knock nobody from voting. You understand? That's what they want to do. I never voted until I voted for Obama. I voted out of spite. You understand? Because I said, I'm just going to piss them people off when he wins. You understand? You know, but I was looking for him to do something. We didn't get nothing out the deal. I'm telling you, we didn't get nothing out that deal. even the other European presidents that we had, we got something that was noticeable. We didn't get nothing. They say we got health program. You understand? We always was able to go to the hospital. You understand? Maybe we weren't able to get everything that we needed in the hospital, but we was able to go to the hospital. If you were sick, you can go to the hospital. And now the Republicans are saying that they support, you understand, pre-existing ailments. And you know that's a lie. That's a bald-faced lie. They're only saying that to get the vote. You understand? President Trump lied through his whole teeth. Nobody questioned him. You understand? It's just sickening, man. You know, from my perspective, I'm so sorry. Hallelujah.
Is that how it is? I mean, you know, when... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
A Republican state, nothing's changed here. Local-wise, if a Republican is running, we won't get it. And I always feel that when we had the presidential vote for Obama, I mean, blacks showed out like you wouldn't believe.
Sure,
and
sure.
The state was still red. Still red. And I know a lot of blacks in this city and in this state, and they turned out like they never have before. And again, like I said, it was still a red state.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We got two sides. We got two sides to the same coin.
Well, I mean, you know, these are the times that we're in. These are the times that the Most High said we was going to be in. And these are the decisions that we have to make. You know, like you said, 10 months. We have 10 months until our sentence is completed. Somebody be like, well, what's going to happen in 10 months? What does that mean? You know, according to the scriptures, our sentence is completed. We've completed our 400 years with Yah. This ain't got nothing to do with them. This has nothing to do with this country. But with Yah, our sentence is completed, and we will be able to go before the Most High and put a petition in that he does something to change our situation. You know, and that is, I think, the best thing that we can do as a people is to be there, and, you know, whether you come or not, you know what I'm saying? In September 2019, we're going to be there on our knees in Washington, D.C., asking and begging the Most High to please deliver us from this place.
Now, that's a cause worth waiting for and participating in.
You know, yes, ma'am. I mean, you know, we have to start to governing our affairs and governing us as a people and giving us a voice to the Most High, because these people are not listening to us. They're not listening. They're not. So, you know, I just wonder, you know, how. Yeah, you know, now locally, I feel like if you want to do it locally and you feel like it's going to change locally, yes. Yeah, definitely do so. You know, but the presidency, and you know what really turned me off was when I saw this last election. I didn't even think it was real.
Me too. It devastated. That's what opened my eyes, and I'm glad the Most High did that for me. I think he did that for me to let me realize that it ain't happening, not as long as he's in charge. And I said, you let your will be done. And my eyes were opened. And
yeah.
I've been seeking every.
He even looked shocked that he won. He didn't even believe he won.
He didn't.
He looked shocked, like, what just happened here? You know what I'm saying? And I just knew that there was going to be somebody that was going to pop up in the background and say, hey, I'm the third person, and I'm the person that's going to, and I just knew it was going to be another choice, because neither one of the choices was worth making.
mm-hmm. in my opinion. Neither one of them.
Neither one of them.
You know, and you look at the situation that we're in now, and everybody is sitting on the edge of their seat with their mouth hung open. Like, this is not real.
Mm-hmm.
But it, like Brother Linda said, it's the Most High's doing. It's His doing, because He said you was gonna be able. He said I'm going. He said I'm gonna judge that nation. It's the Most High's doing.
Yes.
It's His doing. It ain't got nothing to do with us. Just like well, they didn't have nothing to do with us coming in captivity. That was His doing. He sent us in here because of our disobedience. His word was not gonna come back void. He sent us in here because of our disobedience, and this is His doing. What we're seeing right now with our eyes, it's His doing. So I wanted to give the people an opportunity to say how they felt, you know, because nobody really asked the people. They don't go through. They just encourage you to do the same thing. And like you said, what's the definition of madness? Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting to get different results when it never changes.
One other thing I wanted to say here, too, who's controlling all of this stuff? You understand? How come we don't never win?
Right. The man back behind the curtain. The man back behind the curtain. It is. I keep trying to tell y'all, it's the man behind the curtain. Working the instruments, making the smoke come out and the big face come out. Ho, ho, ho. It's the man behind the curtain. We are in the land of Oz. I'm telling you. We're
yes.
living in this thing.
Yes. We live in the Matrix.
Mm-hmm. You better believe it. Yeah. It's like, boy, this is some serious stuff. You know?
So, yeah, that's the point that I was trying to make. That you know, where's the indication to think that if we vote this time, it's going to be different? What indication do we have?
I think a lot of people are going to vote because they want Trump out. I think that's what they're doing. They're voting because they want him out. But like the sister said, they don't even have to count your vote for real.
Nope.
I don't even think that he's going to get out of office. I'm going to tell you that right now, because if we look at his track record, you understand, all the things that they got on him, you understand, and he ain't been brought up on charges yet. If y'all take a real look at all the things that he's done and the things that's happening around him, you understand, he lied, you understand. I'm talking about the man opened his mouth and he's telling a lie. You understand? You can expect a lie coming out of his mouth. You understand? And all of the things that they got on him, you understand? He got two more years, and he and here's what they say. They say he know how to do. He know how to work the system.
But look what come with it. Look at the other things you have to sacrifice just to have somebody who they say know how to work the system. Look at the morality of the country. Look at the morality of the women. Look, we just take a look. You know, where's the integrity? It's gone. The reverence for the office. Don't no countries have no reverence no more. There's no respect. So, I mean, you sacrifice all those things for what? But then again, it may have been like that the whole time. It could have been like that the whole time. It's just that some people were good at masking it and holding it together than others. Who knows? I mean, it could have been like that the whole time. I don't know. But I know this stuff right here is just like, but guess what? It's the Most High's doing. When He said it's going to happen, it's going to happen. All you can do is sit back and watch it in total disbelief and disgust. Like, wow, because you can't have it both ways. You can't be the people that are going to come out of this situation the way He said we would, and then feel sorry for the same system that took us through the stuff that took us through. You know, and it's just the truth. Like the man said,
You're not going to have a superpower and a one-world system and a one-world system at the same time. One of them got to crumble.
And I believe it's America's time. They're going under.
It's looking like that. It's looking like that. And guess what? We have nothing to do with that. Those decisions are made that are above our pay grade. All we can do is sit back and watch and brace ourselves because it's going to affect us one way or the other until we leave.
Mm-hmm.
We can't fix it or change it. All we can do is brace ourselves. And the man was saying, he was like, well, has it happened yet? He was like, it's already in the process of happening. It ain't about when it's going to happen. It's starting to happen right now. And I'm
absolutely.
Like, oh, Lord, have mercy.
Absolutely. We can see this unfolding. We can see it unfolding right before our eyes, man. You understand? All the things that's happening, the dollar ain't worth a damn. You understand? All the nations that used to be in support of America, you understand, they pull it out. You understand? So it's just a matter of time.
That's what he said. It's already starting to happen. And the trickle-down effect is already starting to happen. The man was like, well, do we have time to prepare? He was like, all I can tell the people to start preparing to store up for some food and get yourself prepared to be able to buckle down and knuckle down, because until the system falls and it resets itself, he said, it's going to be a hell of a time. Something we've never said before. And then I thought about what the Most High said. It's a time that has never been nor ever will be.
That's correct.
You know? Yeah, you know, it's something. You know? He said 20%. That Brazil is in such a bad shape financially, they're charging 20% interest rate.
Hmm.
I said, who can afford to get that?
Ten more months.
Everybody and their mama ought to be in Washington, D.C. Everybody and their mama ought to be in Washington, D.C. September the 7th to 8th of 2019. Even the little kids. Y'all prep the little kids. When mommy go down on her knees, you go down on your knees, and this is what we going to say. Everybody ought to be there. You know, because, I mean, we watching it fall right in front of us. And if you in other countries and you can't make it, we need to synchronize watches where you organize a group of people to go down at the same time wherever you are. Everybody that's a part of this trade needs to be on their knees. So you're going to be worldwide.
Absolutely.
No. This is critical. You know, it's really something to see this. And he said, everybody, they just better brace themselves. I'm like, brace yourself for what? You know, he's like, it's going to get bad. I'm like, oh, Lord, have mercy. And we know that. I mean, we know those things. You know, we know it's coming. It's just, whew. Because the Most High word is not coming back forward. It just ain't going to do it. You know? It is not going to do it. It's something we got to brace ourselves for and get ready for it, because it's not going to change anything. We're going to be right in the situation that we're in. I'm trying to find the video so I can give you the name of it, because I wanted to give it to you today. And it's talking about something about Venezuela. Is the world or America going to be like Venezuela? And it's economics. You know, they're talking about economics and what's going on.
Hyperinflation.
It's like, wow, this is, say again?
Hyperinflation.
I can't hear you, Brother Leonard. Say it again.
Hyperinflation. Hyperinflation. The dollar collapse, they're going to cause hyperinflation because I can get it in Venezuela.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
so,
going to be,
I mean,
like Venezuela. It just hasn't gotten there yet.
Right.
We ain't there yet.
They're
gonna be.
Thank God. Thank God. Because we can't take no more. I mean, I know it's coming. You know, we got to get prepared for it, but Lord.
That's why we got to put away stuff, man. Put things away, you understand, and hold on, man. You know, embrace it. You said it. Brace yourself.
Yeah, the big elephant in the room. The big elephant in the room is the caravan. That's the elephant in the room. And then they got that, he just sent all those troops down there.
Yeah.
And nobody,
and
none of the generals.
Can you imagine being in some of them countries when all this stuff hit the fan? Boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to imagine. It's hard to imagine, but we have a God, and He's totally told us what we need to do. We need to turn from our wicked ways and pray and seek His face and ask forgiveness. You understand, for all the dumb stuff that we did and our forefathers, you understand, and ask Him to be with us, you understand, in these in these trying times here. It's gonna be some trying times here, son. It's not gonna be an easy matter, you understand. It's not.
Crucial. It's crucial. But again, the Most High's word can't come back void. We know it's coming. He's told us that it's coming. And you have to prepare for it one way or the other. It ain't going to matter who's in office. It's not going to matter who you voted for. It's just not going to matter.
That is correct. And see, you know, when I asked, is there any evidence to show that this stuff going to be all right if we vote, you understand? And then I'm looking on the other end. There's plenty of evidence to show that this place is falling apart.
Absolutely. It is absolutely. It is really something. I don't even know what to say at this point other than, you know, we have made, he has given us the playbook. It's right there. You know, and as much as everybody want to say it's not America, it ain't nothing. America's not in the Bible, I beg to differ. Because if we hear America is in the Bible, it's there. It might not be named as a country, but it's in there because we hear. So I'm what can you say? I mean, really, at the end of the day, what can you say? We have to let Yah be Yah because He's going to do what He say. But like He said, we have a hope. We have a hope, and if we do what we're supposed to do and we knuckle down and brace ourselves, Yah said Jacob shall be saved out of it. He told us that.
That is correct.
He did.
Genesis 15 and 14 is America.
Yeah. Yeah. It's gonna take us to a whole nother level. You know, and we have to brace ourselves and do the best we can. And if you keep His laws, statutes, and commandments and do what He say, He said Jacob shall be saved out of it. And we got to believe that. You know, but in the meantime, in between time, we are truly watching His work unfold right in front of our eyes. It's happening right before our eyes. He told us, I'm going to turn your captivity right before your eyes.
Absolutely.
And it is happening right before our eyes. Critical. Lord, have mercy.
We can vote or don't vote. It's still going to happen.
It's still going to happen. It sure is, Brother Dunya. It's still going to happen.
If it makes you feel good voting, go right ahead. If it makes you feel not voting, hallelujah. But we know that this stuff is getting ready to fall apart.
Yes, it is.
Whatever makes you feel good.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. No question. Crucial times. Desperate times is going to call for desperate measures. You know, but one thing we can say is he said, I got my people. I'm going to take care of them. You've already completed your sentence, so we got to do what we need to do. You know, and that is to buckle down and start preparing and putting some stuff away.
Absolutely.
You know? Because I'd rather have it and not need it than need it and not have it.
I'm telling you.
I really would. If I would ain't said that before and didn't know how I feel, would rather have it and not need it than need it and not have it.
Absolutely.
You know? And you got to think about all the people that, and also, you know, you some of us got family members that's in nursing homes, institutions. They got some family members in prison. We got family members in these institutions. Wherever they are, higher learning, in college or whatever, we got to put a plan in place. There's got to be a plan in place. You know, who's going to go get grandma when the stuff hit the fan and the phones go down and we can't talk? Somebody got to be designated to go get her and bring her to this location.
Absolutely.
You know, well, I mean, they're just normal things. Just normal things that we can be prepared. But in the meantime, in between time, we need to be making plans to get what we need to get as a nation and have the Most High bless. Please beg him to come and get us from here.
Absolutely. Positively.
No, because he got a place of safety prepared for Israel. He said, I'm prepared a place of safety for you.
You know what it says? It says, no plan to fail.
Yeah. You know, this is real serious. You know, all praises to the Most High. So if you vote, vote. If you feel like you don't want to vote, don't vote. That's your choice. You have a right to make that choice. You know,
absolutely,
whichever way you decide to do it, you have a right to make that choice. But one thing we don't have a choice. We have to get prepared. Now, that you're going to have to do.
Well, either way, you're still going to have to make some kind of preparations, whether you vote or you don't. You understand?
Yeah.
You know, because let's not be fooled, man. This stuff is coming apart. You understand? So if you vote, you understand, that's all right, but put you some groceries back anyway.
That's right. That's what we can't afford not to do. We have to be able to do that. And to be able to say, okay, this is what we're going to do. Every pay period, we're going to put away at least $20 and put something together, X, Y, Z, or whatever. Because, you know, they're bracing themselves for this system to fall apart. They are. 20% in Brazil. Venezuela is already down to nothing. They're already begging for food and stuff. 20% interest rate. Who can afford to do that? Well, it is something, you know, and everybody is talking about it. When you start going on YouTube and they start talking about the system and the stock market and all this stuff that's happening, it's like, wow, the dollar, and it's everybody is talking about it. You know? Crucial. 20%. You know? 20% interest rate in one country. So, I mean, you know, and listen, like I said, and the Most I've already told us, so we just got to be obedient and do what we need to do. I promised myself I was not going to hold the class any longer than we had people talking. Anybody else have anything else they want to share? Please feel free to say something or to make a comment. If not, we're going to end the class and go on, because once we stop talking, we stop talking. You know, and we can't, we just find ourselves reiterating the same thing. You know, do this, do that. Make sure you do this. Don't forget to do that. Do this, do that. You know, and everybody should know now, by now, that it's time to start getting serious. So if you just now coming out of the church and you're new to this call, you know, we would advise you to get your family together and have a emergency prepared kit put together and a plan put together for your family and what's going to happen in the event. Do a what if. Everybody's got to have a what if.
That is correct.
You know? You know, if we live, we're going to have to find other living arrangements, find somewhere to go, be able to do what we need to do, because from the way they're talking, it's going to get ugly. And they're talking about it. He said, it's going to be a minute. He said, how long do you think it's going to take for the system? He said, we got to crash it in order to fix it. We can't keep going like this. It's going to have to crash in order for us to come up with a new system. They're talking about coming up with an altogether new system. a new currency. And if that ain't biblical, I don't know what is. You know, mm-hmm. in order for the new currency to come, we gotta clash the old system.
Mm.
He said, and it'll reset itself. He said it'll reset itself, but in between the time of it resetting itself and what we're going to go through as a people, he said, you're going to have to be prepared for that.
Was that leaked out? They leaked that comment out that they're going to have to crash this old system in order to get a new system? They must have leaked that out. That's a hell of a thing to tell the people.
See, they got to crash this system in order to bring the new system because this system is already falling apart.
Ooh-wee. That's one hell of a thing to tell the people. That has to be leaked.
He said it's already falling apart. We got to crash this one in order to get the other. Here it is. He said this is what it's called. It's called Jim Sinclair, and that's S-I-N-C-L-A-I-R, Jim, J-I-M, Sinclair, S-I-N-C-L-A-I-R, and then there's the and Bill Holter, H-O-L-T-E-R, The World is Venezuela, and it is 1 hour and 4 minutes and 59 seconds long. The World is Venezuela. Jim Sinclair and Bill Holter, The World is Venezuela.
Mm.
And it was put out 2 months ago. The World is Venezuela. That's what it's called. Jim Sinclair, I'll say it again, J-I-M, and the last name is S is in Sam, I is in Indigo, N is in Nancy, C is in Color, L is in Love, A is in Apple, I is in Indigo, R is in Rachel, and then Ann, and then it's Bill, B-I-L-L, and then Holter is H is in Harry, O is in Oscar, L is in Love, T is in Thomas, E is in Edward, R is in Rachel, and then under the bottom of that is The World is Venezuela.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't no joke. Oh, my Lord, have mercy. You know? What can you say? Because the Most High said he was going to judge, and judgment ain't the way. When he judge you, you in a heck of a situation.
Mm-hmm.
When he judge you, you can really go through some serious stuff. When he say, I'm going to judge that nation. You know, so I just wanted to share that with you. We're getting ready to dismiss the call. I want to give everybody an opportunity to say something if you want to. We'll go up the mic for those people whose mics is open, and I'll call your area code, and you can give an encouraging word, and we'll keep it going until we get to the last one. Area code 478, your mic is open. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Just want to say everybody keep the faith, keep the fight in good class. Shalom, peace, and love to everyone.
All right, area code 904. Okay. We're going to keep going. Area code 757.
Just Shalom, fam. Just to tell everyone to be vigilant and just keep in tune with y'all, and we're going to be okay through this.
Hallelujah.
All right. Hallelujah. Area code 210.
Same thing here. I just want to encourage everybody to, you know, just keep the faith and your trust in the Most High. He's got it all under control. No matter what, he has it under control, period.
Hallelujah. All right. And last and certainly not least, I'm sorry, area code 405.
Just want to say shalom and praying for everyone and keep the faith.
All right. And Brother Domia.
Just trust in the Almighty with all your heart and soul, and we have nothing to worry about. His people. He said that out of it all, Jacob shall be saved. And that's what I'm counting on. Hallelujah.
All right. And on that note, if you have not registered for the 2019 Day of Repentance in Washington, D.C. in 2019, please go to our website. It's www.2019dayofrepentance.us. register so we know how many people are coming. We will see you on Tuesday night at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You guys have a wonderful rest of your first day of the week. Shalom, shalom, everyone, and be encouraged. Good night, everybody.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom.